Welcome to Tard Imecha Nachiomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Lamed Vav 136. We continue the theme of recognizing and praising the goodness of Hashem in this parak, which is referred to by Chazal, our rabbis, in the Gemara Psachim 118a. This is referred to as Hallel Hagadol, the Great Hallel, and we will see in a few minutes what makes this particular Hallel so great. We say this song at the Pesach Seder, and we sing it on Shabbos as part of the Psukei Dezimra, along with Kuf Lamed He, what we did yesterday. As we sing this song, let's enjoy the praise, the thanks, the joy, the feeling of so much kindness in our life that this song presents to us. Let's begin. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Hodu Lashem ki tov, ki leolam chasdo. And this song, like so many others, seems to have a leader and a group, the chazan and the kehila, the congregation. Hodu Lashem ki tov, he announces. Thank Hashem for he is good, or for the good, or for everything is good. Ki leolam chasdo, and we answer, for his kindness is forever. And then with every pasuk in the rest of the song, we have the leader who announces the greatness of God and the congregation that announces ki leolam chasdo, for his kindness is forever. I want to talk briefly about the importance of noting that Hashem gives us so much chesed. Because chesed works like a pipeline. When one feels chesed, when one receives chesed, one naturally passes it on to others. Imagine, for example, waking up in the morning and seeing a WhatsApp message from your boss that says, you did such a great job at the meeting yesterday, or whatever you may have done yesterday, go out for breakfast on me. And so then on your way to a leisurely breakfast, your neighbor comes out and invites you to a barbecue on Sunday. And you've been smelling that barbecue every single week, waiting to be invited. And then on your way to the restaurant, you stop in the bank and the tellers are all there waiting for you, even though I don't think there are tellers anymore. But there are tellers there. They're waiting to help you with whatever you need. By the time you've arrived at work, you're not only full from your breakfast, you feel so full of kindness that has been surrounding you all morning. And as a result, you are ready to do all kinds of favors for people. People want to be near you because you are going to be the nicest person in the workplace that day. The more you feel Hashem's chesed, the happier you will be, and the happier those who interact with you will be, because you will feel so full of so much good that you receive that naturally it will overflow and you will give to others. Let's go back to the song. In this song, there are 26 psukim, 26 expressions or opportunities to thank Hashem for chesed. Why 26? There were 26 generations from Adam, from creation, until Yetziat Mitzrayim, until we left Egypt when we received the Torah. Before we received the Torah and we had the obligations of the Torah, Hashem still gave us so much chesed and brought so much chesed into the world unconditionally. No one deserved it because no one was doing mitzvos to then deserve the chesed. But Hashem just gave it anyway for 26 generations. And 26 is the gematria of the name of Hashem, Yud and the He, and then the Vav and the He, the name of Hashem that represents his unconditional love for us. The number 26 is connected to unconditional chesed that we received, and unconditional love that Hashem is constantly giving us. And that's really what chesed is. Giving someone something just because you want to give to someone. If you look at this list of 26 that we will see, there's some natural phenomenon, there's some historical events where we see Hashem's chesed, but think about it for yourselves. Can you make a list regularly of 26 chasadim, of 26 kindnesses that you receive and that you can thank God for? Try this. Make a list of 26 ideas for 26 days, each day making a different list of 26 things. Wow! At the end of 26 days, you will feel so much chesed. You will feel kosi revaya, my cup runneth over. It flows all over the place, and everyone around you will feel that chesed that just oozes from you, because you will have transformed yourself. And ultimately, that is what Tehillim is there to do. It's there to change us and make us better people. Let's look at this list. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Hodu le'elokeha Elohim. Give thanks to the God of all powers. Powers here are referring to the malachim, the angels that are so powerful, but really they're just agents of Hashem. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Hodu la'adonai ha'adonim. Thank the master of the masters. Who are the masters? It could be the sun, the moon, the stars, or great leaders that we have that we look up to as Adoni, as my master. But really praise or thank the master of those masters, of those great leaders. Pasuk Gimel, Lo'osei nifla'os gedol lo'os levado. Thank Hashem and hear the word Hodu, as in many of the next psukim as well, or all of the next psukim as well, that it doesn't include the word Hodu, but we have to continue with this theme of thank Hashem. It's an implied Hodu, thank. So implied in parentheses, thank you Hashem, lo'osei nifla'os gedol lo'os levado, to the one who does great wonders on his own. And this could be referring to Hashem does wonders that no one else does those wonders, even if we may think it's being done by different powers or different leaders. And it can also be referring to those wonders that Hashem does that only He knows of. The Gemara in Nida, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, 31a of Nida, says the following, Afilu bal hanes eino makir beniso. There are times that even the one who experiences the miracle doesn't realize or doesn't recognize the miracle that just happened to him. If we only knew all of the miracles that happen to us on a daily basis, if we only knew what could have gone wrong, if we only knew all the germs we were exposed to and could have negatively affected us and didn't, we would never stop thanking Hashem. Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Thank Hashem, Hodu Hashem, for the wisdom in the heavens. And we thank Hashem for the land in Pasuk Vav that is spread out over the waters. And in Pasuk Zion, we thank Hashem for the great lights. In Pasuk Ches, we delineate these great lights. The sun and Pasuk Tes, we now thank Hashem for the moon. And the sun and the moon each provide unique lights for our unique needs at that time of day. And now we move into history. Pasuk Yud, Lemakei Mitzrayim Bevchorehem, to thank the one who struck the Egyptians with their firstborns. That's a very interesting language, that he struck them with their firstborn, instead of saying, and he struck the firstborns. The Medrash Shochar Tov, the Medrash on Tehillim, explains that the night of Makas Bechoros, the night of the death of the firstborn sons, the eldest children came to their fathers and pleaded with them to go to Paro and please ask Paro to let the Jewish people out. And the fathers didn't listen to their sons. And so the Medrash says that these sons were so upset that they then killed their fathers. So here it's Hashem struck the Egyptians with their firstborns, meaning their firstborns actually struck the Egyptians. And we could look at it as a story of how the people in Egypt killed themselves. That's not a miracle, that's what happened. But sometimes Hashem creates a natural event that makes it look like a miracle. And even though we can explain that the Egyptian children killed their fathers, it really was done through the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was orchestrated by God. Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, and then Hashem took the Jewish people from amongst them, Biyad Chazaka Uvizroa Netuya, with a strong with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Pasuk Gimel, verse 13, he split the seas and divided it into lanes so that each tribe had their own unique lane. And each tribe understood that the sea split for them because they have a uniquely special mission in this world. Pasuk Yudalid, verse 14, he had Yisrael, the Jewish people, pass through the sea. And then they saw, 15, they saw that Hashem churned Paro and his army in the Yamsuf, meaning the Jewish people saw the destruction of the entire army of the Egyptians. And at that point, they were able to release their fear of the Egyptians. Pasuk Tezayin, verse 16, to him who led his people through the desert. And then Pasuk Yud Zayin, to him who smote great kings. These great kings were in very fortified cities, as opposed to Pasuk Yud Ches, where he killed strong kings, meaning kings who weren't necessarily in fortified cities, but they themselves were very, very strong. Specifically, Pasuk Yud Tes, Sichon, and Chaf Og. These were the strongest, most powerful kings. Kili Olam Chasto, and as I said before, if you look in the psukim, every single one of these psukim ends with the refrain, for Hashem's kindness is forever, for his kindness is forever. Then he brought us into the land of Israel, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, verse 23, even when we were low, he remembered us. We were low because we were persecuted by others, or we were low because we made mistakes. But Hashem remembered us. And Pasuk 24, Chaf Dalet, he saved us from our sorrows, from our pains, from our trials. And here we now get to the climax of the chesed that Hashem does. The climax of the song. The reason, the Gemara says, that this song is called Hallel HaGadol, the great Hallel, is because of this particular chesed, kindness that Hashem does for us. Pasuk Chaf Hei, verse 25. Nosein lechem l'chol basar, he gives bread to all flesh. Ki li olam chasto, for his kindness is forever. We don't think about this, especially nowadays when there's very little hunger. We have food, and we know that if we don't, we will get from our local chesed organization, or the government will give us, we will have food. Especially when people are comfortable financially, they take food, or we take food, for granted. Chazal tell us in the same Gemara in Pesachim 118a, Kushin mizono sof shel adam kekriyas yamsuf. The fact that we have food, that we have nourishment, is as great a miracle as Kriyas Yamsuf. Think about this. For those who have very, very few resources and very low income, sometimes we do see food as a miracle. But for most people who have higher incomes, it's hard to see it as a miracle. And so much so as we even avoid bread. We have so much bread and we avoid it because we don't want to bench. And what's benching? Recognizing that our bread is from Hashem, that it's a miracle that we have this food. Nutrition is an incredible chesed from Hashem. And the fact that Hashem makes us think that we found the food, that we planted the food, that it's so easy to acquire food, is part of his chesed to us. But that's also part of our challenge. Will we see it as a chesed that's incredible, or do we just take our food for granted? And we end the song Chavav, Pasuk Chavav 26, Hodu L'Kel HaShamayim Ki Li Olam Chasdo. Thank Hashem, the God of the heavens, for his kindness is forever. This is, as we said at the beginning, Hallel HaGadol, the great Hallel. It describes the Hallel as Gadol. The Hallel, the words themselves are great because Hashem is great. But when we clearly thank Hashem and feel his kindness, when we clearly see that all that we eat is a tremendous kindness from God, we too will become Gadol. We will be great, as we will then be inspired to emulate Hashem and also bring chesed in our own way to those around us. Hence, Hallel HaGadol describes the Hallel, describes God, and ultimately it describes those who sing the Hallel and integrate it into their lives. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Hanasara Bas Chaim Leib.